Earlier this month, Louisiana's Supreme Court ruled that the way the state's private school voucher program was paid for was unconstitutional. It can't be paid for through the minimum foundation formula, or MFP, the pool of money that supports public education.
I think the way maybe it was funded through the MFP may have been caused some people a little bit of heartburn.
Representative Kirk Talbot, a Republican from New Orleans, voted in favor of the education overhaul Governor Bobby Jindal pushed hard for last year. He says the legislature will find a way to keep the voucher program going, possibly, as the governor has suggested, by moving a $45 million general fund line item into the state budget. Representative Ted James, a Democrat from Baton Rouge, agrees.
With the vouchers, I came here, honestly, totally against the idea. But as I've been serving, you know, a little over a year, and based off conversations with parents and students, I've warmed up to the idea, but I'm more concerned with funding it properly outside of the MFP.
But even before the court decision affecting vouchers came down, the legislature appeared to be cooling on last year's education reforms. Several bills to slow or counter the implementation of the changes have passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan majorities.
The other big part of the overhaul that got passed last year had to do with evaluations of teachers and also accountability for individual public schools as well and districts. So far this year, a bill has passed the House that would delay disciplinary action against teachers rated ineffective. Another bill would put new school performance score calculations that would include the ACT on hold. So it sort of feels like, you know, there's a little bit of a pullback or a slowing down happening.
Well, I think with a lot of times when you do, you know, massive reforms, you know, you may go too far. You know, maybe there's unintended consequences. I'm not an educator. I've never been in education. I didn't go to a public school. So, you know, I don't know as much about those things as somebody who was or who is. But, you know, now that the smoke is cleared and the rhetoric is gone, just like anything else, there's problems along the way. And we adjusted along the way.
Representative James, the House also overwhelmingly passed your bill, which would allow parents to petition to get their kids' school out of the RSD, the Recovery School District, if the administration there fails to turn it around, basically. And last year, Representative Wesley Bishop proposed a very similar measure that was an amendment to Act 2 that would have allowed that, and it was resoundingly rejected. So do you feel like the interpretation of what school choice means has been refined? What does that signal for you?
Well, I think last year there was a big push to kind of not support amendments that weren't supported by the author of the bill, and I understand that, particularly in Baton Rouge with all seven RSD schools rated an F. I heard from those parents who followed last year, and they knew about the parent trigger, but they were upset to learn that it didn't apply to them. And I think that my bill only extends choice to all of the parents, and not to say that the parents are going to petition, but I thought it was important that they had that option.
Do you think that the governor is going to sign these bills that have sort of moderated, slowed down a little bit, the big package that he put forth last session?
I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't speculate on that.
And in relation to my bill, I know the superintendent testified in favor of my bill. And honestly speaking, I know it's because I made changes, watered down the bill to attempt to compromise with the department. But I believe with my bill in particular, if the governor really believes in choice and wants to empower all of our parents, that, you know, I would look forward to having a signing ceremony with him, but I don't know.
It seems like your bill, Representative Talbot, that would limit the eligibility for vouchers is sort of on hold. May 90
well,
keeps
it
getting
is.
Sort of pushed along
and,
in committee.
And let me go back for a second. And,
sure, go
you know,
ahead.
I did a voucher bill, which was basically a rebate bill, which I thought was the better way to do vouchers. You fund it through private donations, through 501c3s, like most other states do, like Florida does, which is a very successful voucher program. The voucher, on average, is about 80% of the average Catholic school tuition, since most private schools are Catholic. So, if a child got this scholarship, their parents, they're going to be, you know, $800 to maybe $1,200 short, so they're going to have to put up some money and have some skin in the game, which I thought was important. And, you know, look, if the private schools aren't doing their job, then the private donations aren't going to come. That voucher program kicks off this fall. You know, that is just something I thought, you know, that's what most states do. But, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens.
But that program now, the rebate program, is a little bit in peril. It's kind of got mixed up in all of the budget debates.
Unbeknownst to me and much to my chagrin, it was tied to an amendment tied to a Joel Robideau bill that I voted against. And we'll see if we can't, you know, as they say, fix it in the Senate, because it really is. I think there was a lot of confusion that rebate bill would cost the state money. It really does not at all. You know, the fiscal note on it was all zero.
Right, because it's an additional donation by a taxpayer that's getting rebated. It's not on their sort of regular, what they
Correct.
Would already owe tax bill.
Correct. So we'll see.